USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. He expects to initially receive about 44,000 vaccination kits as early as next week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On Tuesday, Joe Biden nominated California AG Javier Becerra for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. In California, Becerra sued the Little Sisters of the Poor, fought against a team who exposed Planned Parenthood's body parts trade, and tried to strip conscience protections away from doctors and nurses. Regarding Biden's appointment, former Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price says,
he checks the box for a progressive individual who would be leading HHS, but he doesn't have the kind of background that the American people, I believe, would like to see in their Health and Human Services secretary.
Two of the biggest stories of 2020 dominated Google's trending searches this year. The tech giant reporting on Wednesday that election results was this year's top trending search, followed by coronavirus. NBA legend Kobe Bryant was third in searches. Brian and his daughter were killed in a helicopter crash in January. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
This should be a season for joy, but with the pandemic, many places on lockdown once again, and political turmoil, many people are having a hard time feeling very grateful. Gratitude is something that can help us gain perspective and find the good in bad times. I had a chance to catch up with Janice Kaplan. She's author of a book titled The Gratitude Diaries. She explains to me how adding some gratitude and being thankful in her life has helped her out.
Well, it certainly changed it in many ways, just being able to find positivity no matter what the circumstances. You have a wonderful sense of control over your life. You don't have to wait around hoping that good events are going to occur because you know that whatever your current situation is, you can try to find something positive in it.
The pandemic continues to impact college sports.
One of the biggest college football rivalries in the country will not have a 2020 edition. The University of Michigan announced Tuesday that its annual game against perennial rival Ohio State has been canceled. Michigan's athletic director said in a statement that the number of positive COVID tests on the team has continued to trend upwards and that the Wolverines would not be able to field the full team on Saturday. Michigan also canceled their game scheduled for last Saturday against Maryland because at least 12 players had tested positive for the virus. The game had been played every year since 1918. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.